The program for Thursday, Thomas. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. Hard sayings to the gentle master. That's what we're talking about even yet today, this week. And we want to think about this matter of preaching and hitting sin, calling sin, sin. This is a hard saying with most people. They rather use to soft pedal and not mention sin. Even back in Isaiah's day, they had this problem back in the Old Testament. Isaiah 5:20 said, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." Paul, looking ahead, foretold, speaking to Timothy in 2 Timothy 4:3-4, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables." Although men didn't like it, John the Baptist and the Lord Jesus called sin, sin, and called on men to repent. Oh, this man John the Baptist was a colorful character. Jesus asked, "What did you go out in the wilderness to see? A reed shaken in the wind? A man clothed in soft raiment? Or a prophet?" And he said, "Yea, more than a prophet." John called on men to repent. And he called on men to repent because the kingdom of heaven was at hand. And he pointed out their sins. And he said to these old scribes and Pharisees, he says, "Who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come, you generation of vipers?" And Jesus called the religious leaders, the hypocrites in his day, he called them not only hypocrites, but he called them whited sepulchers. Yes, the idea of sin is soft-pedaled and sugar-coated today by religious preachers and leaders. It's made respectable, seems like. Oh, in our society itself, the murder of preborn babies, abortion, is called termination of a pregnancy, calling evil good and good evil, trying to cover it up. Drunkenness is called alcoholism. Fornication and adultery are called premarital and extramarital affairs. Homosexuality, sodomy, is dubbed as an alternate lifestyle. Shacking up together is called free love or an arrangement. Denominationalism is exercising one's religious liberty and freedom rather than going contrary to the scripture. Gossip is passing on information. And thus we could go on and on. But I tell you, sin is still sin. And in the day of judgment, it will be called by its name. And the Bible says, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess in that day. The Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10, and may we listen, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." Paul says, don't you know this? Know you not? And he says, be not deceived about this matter. This is just the way it is. I mean, sin is sin. And when we talk about sin, we don't need to sugarcoat it or cover it up. Or as the people in Isaiah's day did, they were calling evil good and good evil. They were putting darkness for light and light for darkness, and putting bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter, Isaiah 5:20. Because sin is sin. It's a black and gruesome thing. It brings damnation to the soul. The wages of sin is death, we are told in the scriptures. And what an awful wage that is. We find there's a heaven and there is a hell. Sin is an awful thing. To talk about these things may be a hard saying to some, but it would be better to hear the hard saying now than in the day of judgment when the Lord would say, "Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." May we realize what sin is today and get our lives straightened out. Thank you for listening.